This is Podcast Ping with Patrick J. McNamara. Please visit my online toy store at patrickjmcnamara.webs.com. Dylan Thomas is known almost as well for the mystery of his death as his life. He was born the son of an English teacher and made his living with short stories and radio work. With such a strong literary background, poetry came naturally to him. Upon Thomas's death, it was found that he suffered the effects of alcohol poisoning and pneumonia. He was known to suffer from asthma and could have developed the pneumonia from a New York smog known to have killed hundreds that fall. His liver showed few signs of cirrhosis, but his body had a high level of cerebral spinal fluid symptomatic of alcohol poisoning. Then there are those that believe that medical malpractice caused his death, but given his heavy drinking, he may not have lived long despite that. Fernhill is a poem about youth. Much of today's youth might have difficulty relating since it takes place on a farm. In his time, more people grew up on farms, whereas today the city has become the common birthplace. Yet those fortunate enough to have spent any reasonable time on a farm as a child could still relate to the idealistic setting. And now a reading of Fernhill by Dylan Thomas, as read by Patrick McNamara. Now, as I was young and easy under the apple boughs, about the lilting house and happy as the grass was green, the night above the dingle starry, let me hail and climb, golden the heydays of his eyes, and honored among wagons I was prince of the apple towns, and once below all the time I lordly had the trees and leaves, trail with daisies and barley, down the rivers of the windfall light. And as I was green and carefree, famous among the barns, about the happy yard and singing as the farm was home, in the sun that is young and once only, time let me play and be, golden in the mercy of his means, and green and golden I was huntsman and herdsman, the calves sang to my horn, the foxes on the hills barked clear and cold, and the Sabbath rang slowly in the pebbles of the holy streams.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I'd like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. A photograph of someone that I knew. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen your wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I'd like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. A photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen your wife, Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide. Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones. Thank you. Have you seen your wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide. Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr.
All the sun long it was running, it was lovely, the hayfields high as the house, the tunes from the chimneys, it was air, and playing lovely and watery, and fire green as grass. And nightly under the simple stars, as I rode to sleep, the owls were bearing the farm away. All the moon long I heard, blessed amongst stables, the night jars, flying with the ricks and horses, flashing into the dark. And then to awake, and the farm, like a wanderer white, with the dew come back, the cock on his shoulder, it was all shining, it was Adam and maiden, the sky gathered again, and the sun grew round that very day. So it must have been after the birth of the simple light, in the first spinning place, spellbound horses walking warm, out of the whining green stable, onto the fields of praise.
Himself into the crowd, built it up, then watched it tumble down. Moved in from the east, stole it slow, came and took away his home. Said there's nothing left for me. I ain't got no place in this throwaway society. You know I hear it's good way out west. Need to give my bones some rest. There with me, we can share the load. Life rolls on now, you'll see. Good times come and go. Got a place right by the sea. I know there's not much space, but it's big enough for you and me. We can watch the tide come and go, wash away our sorrow. We can share the load. Life rolls on now, you'll see. Good times come and go.
we can share the load. Life rolls on now, you'll see. Good times come and go. If you go there with me, we can share the load. Life rolls on now, you'll see. Good times come and go.
Honored among foxes and pheasants by the gay house, under the new-made clouds and happy as the heart was long, in the sun born over and over, I ran my heedless ways. My wishes raced through the house-high hay, and nothing I cared at my sky-blue trades that time allows, in all his tuneful turning so few and such morning songs, before the children green and golden follow him out of grace. Nothing I cared in the lamb-white days that time would take me, up to the swallow-thronged aloft by the shadow of my hand, in the moon that is always rising, nor that riding to sleep, I should hear him fly with the high fields, and wake to the farm forever fled from the childless land. Oh, as I was young and easy in the mercy of his means, time held me green and dying, though I sang in my chains like the sea.
Girls, they're young and they're pretty, in a little dive bar to the east of the city. And she whispers to me, I think it's a pity sometimes, 'cause nothing rings true in the noise and the laughter, and those boys in the corner just reek of disaster. She slips out the door and I follow after to go. And I know some sinners and the losers who tell us that we are all winners, while scraping the bread off the floor for their dinners tonight. 'Cause nobody's perfect and nobody's sane. They dream about money or power or fame, but I only smile when she whispers my name in the morning. And she just shines so bright in the cold. In love once, I guess I was. I was a father, a brother, a husband, a lover, but when I'm with her, it's just me, the way it should be.
Once upon a time, before machines took over our lives, people made things by hand. They used nothing but their own hands and skills to produce prized and valued works of art. In an effort to work within, yet expand upon that tradition, I am producing Impressionist embroidered toys made by hand without the use of a sewing machine. I admit that many hearing this ad won't be interested, but for those that are, you can find my toys at patrickjmcnamara.webs.com. That's patrickjmcnamara.webs.com. Thank you. Music on this podcast has been New York Mining Disaster of 1941 by Lori Lieberman, Life Rolls On by Kat Malogian, and The Ballad of Emily Rose by Brian Dunn. Poetry on this podcast has been Fernhill by Dylan Thomas. Introduction was written by Patrick McNamara. Podcast Ping can be found at podcastping.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening.